You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
Hello, it's Thursday, August 1st, and the most interesting thing in tech is a story that broke this afternoon in the Wall Street Journal. And it's further details and texture on the FTC's antitrust investigation into Facebook. So we know that the FTC is investigating Facebook for antitrust. We know that the FTC just fined Facebook $5 billion for privacy violations. The new detail, or wrinkle, that's been added is that we now know that the FTC is looking at Facebook's past acquisitions as part of this investigation. Now, it seems like probably the acquisitions they're looking at are Instagram and WhatsApp. There's some others, possibly Lenovo, possibly Oculus, but the two main ones are surely Instagram and WhatsApp. Because what happened in those situations is that Facebook acquired independent companies that would now, if still independent, be their largest competitors, right? The fastest growing competitive social networks in the world are Instagram and WhatsApp, and Facebook owns them. So Facebook's defense would be, look, the reason they're growing so fast and the reason they're doing so well is because we acquired them. Facebook would argue we didn't acquire them to quash our competitors and bring our competitors inside of Facebook. It's because we acquired them that they became so successful. When Instagram started, it didn't have an Android app. It didn't have a spam filter. It had, I think, 14 employees. WhatsApp was tiny. So that's Facebook's defense. The counterargument is, well, Facebook had internal data, and they certainly knew the growth trajectory. And their messages inside of Facebook about the potential threat of Instagram. And actually, WhatsApp wasn't that tiny when it was purchased. So you can counter those arguments pretty well. But I'm really curious. It's going to be interesting for the investigators to go back and see how much Facebook is responsible for the growth of these two potential competitors. And how much was Facebook concerned about acquiring a competitor when it purchased both of them? This is very high stakes. And a lot of smart people have said that the best way for the antitrust investigation to end will be with those mergers and acquisitions being undone. Seems like a possible outcome, particularly now that we have this news. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. Please reshare this on Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.